Welcome to Ashlyn's Apron Podcast, a holistic journey to healthier living. I'm Ashlyn, and I'm ready to guide you on the path to living your best life. As a registered dietitian, I absolutely love anything food, science, everyday living, and of course, finding joy in it all. I'm here to give you nutrition advice while also providing tips for your daily life. Join me as I help you become the healthiest version of yourself. Good afternoon and welcome to today's podcast. I guess I say good afternoon, but you could be listening to this at any time of day, and I hope it's as pretty as a day as the day I'm recording this. It's sunshine, and I hear all the birds, people are going for walks. It really is the perfect day. Today, I'm going to be talking about budgeting for your health. And really, I'm not a money person. Money talk is not my thing. You can ask anyone. But I recently went through a budgeting class, and I was truly inspired. And one thing that they just touched on, but I even wanted to elaborate on with this podcast, is budgeting for your health, because that is an important piece of the puzzle when you have to grocery shop and figuring out, okay, what's a priority? How can I live within my means? And how can I best plan out my money with prioritizing health as well? Now, first, let me tell you what this podcast is not going to do. I could tell you how much to budget each week for your groceries, and I could tell you how much to buy, but that is not what this podcast is going to be. We all have different lives, we all have different things going on, and to be quite honest, your grocery budget may change week to week because, like in our case, we went grocery shopping a week ago, but at the start of this week, we didn't need to grab anything else. We have enough, you know, milk and eggs, and we have some bread, so we're fine in that area. So it may change week to week or month to month how much you budget for your groceries. So this episode is not me telling you, okay, this is the amount of money you should set aside for groceries or for health and nutrition related things. What I'm going to be doing is to provide you with five main tips to help you as you budget for your health. Now, while I'm not going to give you a specific amount of money or how much or how many items, I guess, to buy, my first tip that I want to give you is related to navigating the grocery store. You might have heard the saying that you should shop the outside of the grocery store, meaning go to the rim. That's where you're going to find. And if I kind of envision my grocery store, if I turn immediately to the right, there's going to be the fresh produce. If I go along the edge, then I'll get to fresh cuts of meat. If I keep going, then I'll get to the dairy. I'll get to maybe some frozen fruits and vegetables and all that. So the idea of shopping the rim of the grocery store is that you are going to get the most fresh items in the outside of the grocery store. Unfortunately, in our society, since they are the most fresh, they're often the most expensive. So I will tell you that that's where kind of part of your budget is going to be spent in the bulk of paying for fresh produce, paying for meat if you choose to do that. So navigating the grocery store and figuring out, like, yes, these are great options, but sometimes they will be more expensive, and that's something to take note of, and also to say, okay, what are my priorities? One priority that Stephen and I have made is that, yes, in the past we have done frozen chicken, and that's perfectly fine. You can definitely do that. But something that we've really enjoyed is the fresh chicken. It tastes more tender to us and we enjoy it more. And to be honest, we're not eating the frozen chicken as maybe fast as we thought we would. So fresh chicken is something that we like to enjoy. And yes, it's going to be a little bit more expensive, but you can prioritize what is important to you. The second tip that I'm going to share is, again, navigating the grocery store, but now looking on the inside. So a lot of times there is a lot of marketing that goes into grocery stores. So grocery stores are often placing the most eye-catching, typically more expensive thing at eye level. So it's going to be in those middle shelves that is going to be probably the most expensive items. Like, I'm just imagining the shelf of jelly. Like, we make our PB&Js, no shame in that. But if I'm looking at the shelves of jelly, it goes all the way down from the top to the bottom of different jellies. The ones at eye level are the most expensive ones. So, kind of looking beyond what's at eye level, you're going to have to do some sleuthing, for lack of a better word, and turn each of them over. See what the nutrition facts label says. What are the ingredients? Is it made with simple ingredients, meaning it's just basically for jellies? Is it just the fruit, maybe a little bit of added sweetener, or is it a whole bunch of things that maybe the list goes on and you don't know how to pronounce some of those things? If that's the case, kind of take that with a grain of salt and say, okay, what am I going to choose for my health of my family this time? As I'm sharing this, I'm even thinking in my mind, down the road, I'm going to have a reading through a food label so that you can be able to navigate what's best for you. But I guess what I want to say now, as we talk about budgeting for your health, just know that there are marketing tactics and schemes that put products at eye level so that some of those more expensive products can get purchased. So watch out for that, and definitely look into that as you plan out your budget for your health. So my first tip, navigating the grocery store but looking on the outside rim. The second tip is also navigating the grocery store but looking on the inside. My third tip is living within your means. So this is kind of obvious, and with any money talk or budget talk, you're likely going to hear this phrase, living within your means, basically just meaning that you are not spending more than you're receiving. You're living within that income and budgeting well for that. I was going to say this with the first topic, but I'll kind of add it in here. Sometimes living within your means, or purchasing food or purchasing a gym membership within your means, like, that can look different season to season. But I also want to let you know that whatever you choose is okay. That is the best for where you're at in that season. I'm even thinking of fresh versus frozen produce. I've mentioned it before, frozen produce is just as good as the fresh stuff. It was picked at peak ripeness and was flash frozen, so it carries a lot of the same nutrition that the fresh produce does. So frozen is a great option to be a little less expensive, but also keeping it lasting for longer. Kind of on the other side of it, I mentioned gym memberships. Stephen and I have recently kind of retracted our gym membership from a local gym and have started going to our church gym. It has similar equipment and, yeah, maybe not as many options, but it's not busy. We enjoy the people there, and for us, it's free, so it's saving us some money rather than spending a monthly fee on a gym, and we're able to still meet our health goals by going to the gym in that way. My fourth tip that I'll mention to budget for your health is to use what you have. Use what you have in the pantry. I am, maybe bad is not the term, but I was going to say I'm bad about keeping a bunch of different canned vegetables that may not go bad in the pantry, just to have on hand so that in case I need some, you know, canned green beans or baked beans or something like that, then it's right there. We're able to use it right then and there. So a skill in meal prepping, and I'll get to that in our final point, but a skill to that is to use what you already have. We have different baggies filled with soup servings, and so planning out and saying, you know, I don't need to go to Panera to get a soup that tastes really good. I can enjoy the soup that I made previously. Then you're saving money, and it's also the convenience right there in your own home. And so I guess I'll go ahead and mention the fifth point, because it goes hand in hand with using what you already have, is plan your meals and then get what you need. So plan your meals for the week accordingly, using what you have in the pantry, using what you have in the fridge or freezer. But then, as you plan out your meals, you don't have to just use what you have. Well, that's going to be a great tip to budget and stay within that means. You can still get, you know, random things that you might need for a recipe. So like a week ago when we went grocery shopping, I was really wanting to add Brussels sprouts to a meal that we already had at home. And so Brussels sprouts were one of the things I had to prioritize getting at the grocery store. So plan it out, and that's going to help direct your kind of grocery list before you even go there. So I've mentioned the five tips to help watch your budget and to help you budget for your health. That's navigating the outside of that grocery store, navigating the inside of the grocery store, purchasing within your means, using what you have, and planning your meals accordingly. I'll add this bonus. Budgeting for your time is just as important as budgeting to get ready to go to the grocery store. You need to carve out time to spend time in God's Word so that you are spiritually refreshed and that spiritual health is doing good. You need to budget your time to spend time and go to the gym, wherever that's at, or go for a walk. Budget the time to meal plan and to plan out the meals for the rest of the week to see if you do need anything from the grocery store. There are a lot of things we need to carve out time and specifically set aside, and all of this could be in a totally additional episode of its own. So just really what I want to emphasize here with this little bonus is use your time wisely. It is a gift, and it's important to budget in all areas of our life for our health. Now, before I get to my local loves and favorite finds segment, I do want to add one little announcement that has kind of been in the works, but you may have noticed that I have not been posting on my blog for the past couple of weeks. Several years ago, I read a book called The Best Yes. This was by Lisa Turkhurst, and it is a great book, really kind of summarizing making sure your yes is the best, not overcommitting to things, but making sure where you're planted is where you are rooted and thriving, and not just trying to help here, help there, and not give 100% of yourself in those areas. So I am going to be stepping away from providing a kind of weekly transcript to the podcast. The blog itself is not going away, and the podcast is not going away. I do want to clarify all of that. I will be using the blog occasionally if there's a recipe that I share and it needs to be written down for y'all to easily see that, but I'm going to be stepping back from providing a kind of transcript to my podcasts. That is how I'm going to say my best yes and give my best yes so that I can focus my time and give 100% in other areas as well. If you do have any questions about that, I'm happy to answer. You can still contact me through my website, but just know that I do this because I want to make sure that I can give you 100% and give you the best side of me. But now I'm going to dive into the local loves and favorite finds segment. So my local love this week is the Toasted Yolk. It is a brunch restaurant in Collierville, and it is so good. I had it for the first time this past weekend, but it's been around for a while. I got the brisket tacos, and it comes with two tacos, hash brown casserole, a side of fruit. I also got a caramel latte with it, and the tacos are packed full of smoked brisket, egg, cheese, a little bit of potatoes even, and I could only eat one of the tacos. It was ginormous. I had some for leftovers. So the Toasted Yolk is where it's at. If you want a brunch spot, this is one of the top contenders for best brunches in Memphis, in my opinion. My favorite find that I'm going to share, thanks to one of my friends, is a new item at Chick-fil-A. Found out about this from my friend who knows that I am in my cherry era. And Chick-fil-A now has a cherry berry lemonade. Oh my goodness, it is so good. I had the lemonade this past time, but you better believe that when I have the frosted lemonade with that cherry berry flavor in it, you will be hearing about it. It is so good. I can't wait to try the frosted lemonade. I hope you enjoyed this episode talking about how to budget well for your health. If you found this helpful, then make sure that you are subscribed to my podcast and make sure you are automatically downloading my podcasts. That's going to help you access my podcast easier, but it's also going to help me make sure that more people can find this podcast and have access to it. I can't wait to talk to you next time as we continue to become the healthiest version of ourselves.